This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. In Belarus, opposition politician Svetlana Tikhanouskaya today called on her backers to step up their strikes at factories across the country to force a new presidential election and not to be deterred by intimidation. Belarus, a former Soviet republic, is facing its biggest political crisis since the breakup of the USSR. Tens of thousands of demonstrators are proclaiming that longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko's re-election this month was rigged and is illegitimate. Lukashenko, who's been in power for a quarter century, rejects any new vote despite the growing political unrest. Russian political opposition activist Alexei Navalny remains in a coma at a hospital in Siberia, where Russian doctors say they found no signs that Navalny was poisoned. Meanwhile, his allies say the Kremlin is preventing a medical evacuation to Germany, saying that puts Navalny's life in mortal danger because the hospital treating him is under-equipped. The 44-year-old Navalny, a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, became violently ill after drinking tea that his supporters say was laced with poison. En route back to Moscow, his flight made an emergency landing in the Siberian city of Tomsk. Navalny's wife, Yulia, and his spokeswoman, Kira Yarmish, spoke out against the Kremlin after the chief doctor at the hospital treating Navalny said moving him would put his life at risk because his condition is unstable. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has accepted the Democratic nomination for president, promising to be what he called an ally of the light and someone who would unite the nation. Speaking to a virtual audience because of the pandemic, Biden said, quote, "I give my word. If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. Make no mistake," he said. "United we can and will overcome this season of darkness in America." The 77-year-old Biden spoke of returning the United States to its traditional leadership role in the world in a speech designed to present a sharp yet hopeful contrast with President Donald Trump. Biden focused on helping Americans grapple with the COVID-19.